Paula, you spent the day with supporters of President Trump in Renton.
I did, Ed. I went to a pub in Renton where they had a meetup for supporters of Trump, and they were thrilled to watch the inaugural parade on TV, but they were really thrilled to be with other like-minded supporters of Trump. This one man who lives in Belltown in Seattle said he could finally put on his Make America Great Again hat. Now, this was organized by a Filipino immigrant, Maria Orth, and I think you can kind of hear her joy in this cut.
It feels great. I mean, it feels like I'm so proud of being an American, being able to say that I am a conservative. I've been hiding in the closet in a way.
No group of people think monolithically, of course, but a lot of the conventional wisdom is that Donald Trump had turned off immigrants through his campaign rhetoric.
Well, you know, that's interesting, Ed, too. I thought that as well. So I was a little surprised. I mean, this was only 15 people gathering at a pub there, but there were a lot of immigrants from the Philippines. I met a woman from Brazil, another woman from Japan who said she came here thinking there would be this great American dream and then was disappointed. And so she became a supporter of Donald Trump.
So the folks you talked to today in Renton, what do they hope President Trump is able to do now that he's in office?
Well, some of them said, you know, just to restore the values that they believe in. More specifically, they talked about a conservative anti-abortion Supreme Court justice. And they really like that he just isn't a politician. The woman we heard from earlier, Maria Orth, said she read his Art of the Deal and thinks that he was a successful businessman and he can make America, in her words, successful also.
All right. Well, Paula Whistle was in Renton earlier today, live in the studio right now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.